The Postal Service, it's in the red, but it's definitely working on going green. The agency reported an 8% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from fiscal year 2008. It also says it's reduced its energy use by more than 29% in the past 7 years. Joining us now with more on the initiative is Emil Desiree, the Acting Chief Sustainability Officer for the Postal Service. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So do you consider this a success story? Are these the goals that you had hoped to reach?
They are. We do consider a success story, especially in our facility energy efforts. We've done a lot of work to install energy-efficient equipment as well as optimizing our overall network of facilities.
So give us some particulars of what you did. What changes have you made?
When we're looking at the reduction in greenhouse gases, we really achieve that in three major areas. One are facility energy efficiency gains. The second area is our employee business travel and commuting. And the third is our contract transportation area. We obviously use a lot of contract transport to move mail around the country. But for our facility energy efficiency gains, it's more of both the traditional efforts, nothing new here, installing energy-efficient HVAC systems, lighting systems, and really looking for those areas that give us the greatest reduction for our investments, since we are very cash-strapped these days. But beyond those, we've engaged our employees in what we call lean green teams, and that's just helping or empowering our employees to look for ways to save energy, turn out the lights, close dock doors in our plants, as well as recycle more, conserve the use of water. So it's a mix of both traditional equipment upgrades as well as engaging our employees.
Let's talk about how long something like this takes, the cost that's involved. Others may want to learn some of your best practices, and at the same time, I mean, you mentioned it yourself, the Postal Service is cash-strapped.
You know, the first thing to focus on is return on investment. All of our efforts really focus on that. And the greatest bang for the buck that we found initially was in the efficiency gains on our facility stock as well as optimizing our contract routes. But those types of initiatives, as most folks know, require initial outlays of money, but have a real short payback when it comes to returning both the cost of that investment as well as producing environmental and energy saving benefits. But we also found that our greatest bang for a buck was engaging our employees. We've got about 400 what we call lean green teams active in plants and post offices around the country, and they really look for ways to save energy, recycle more, save water, and reduce the purchase of consumables within the facilities that they work. So, again, a combination of investments in energy-efficient equipment as well as engaging our employees gave us the greatest return on investment.
We're speaking with Emil Desiree, the Acting Chief Sustainability Officer of the Postal Service. And what's your methodology for measuring the total savings across the Postal Service? Is that something you're able to do?
Sure. You know, and really that's an advice we give to all of the other energy, environmental, and sustainability managers out in the federal government and the private sector is, you know, you can't approve what you don't measure. So we've really worked hard over the last 2 years establishing a robust measurement and verification process so that we can measure how much energy, fuel, waste we send to landfills, all the things that contribute to our greenhouse gas emissions, put those measurement systems in place and use them to target our improvement opportunities.
I want to get a little more detail about the cost savings that you are seeing and if you're getting any return on investment. Is it too early for that? How long does that usually take?
You know, it depends. Obviously, when we're talking about the low and no cost savings that our employees identify, whether it's, you know, closing dock doors or turning out the lights, those savings are immediate and real. They may be small in any one place, but when you add them up across our 30,000-plus facilities, the savings are enormous to us. The facility investments typically have, you know, anywhere from a short couple-month payback to a, you know, 2 to 3 year payback, and those take a little bit longer, but again, they're much more substantial across our facility stock.
And what about the fleet? I mean, the Postal Service's own fleet. I know you've been on kind of a tear to get some of those trucks replaced. How's that going?
Well, that's something we're looking at in later on in probably the next 5 years. Our fleet is designed to last 25 years, so that very iconic vehicle you see driving around is our long life vehicle. They're aluminum bodies, but they're coming up to the end of that 25-year period. So we're really looking at the next generation of technologies that are out there, hybrids, different types of alternative fuels. We do currently operate the largest civilian fleet of alternatively fueled capable vehicles, but it is a challenge with our aging fleet to reduce the amount of petroleum we use, because every year we have to deliver to about 1 million more locations.
Now, the Postal Service has been working on this for a while. This isn't a brand new thing, going green. You've been working on it for at least 7 to 10 years. Are there any mistakes that have been made along the way where you can go, okay, we won't do that again?
I think that mistakes. The mistakes would probably be, making sure you have a robust measurement and verification system in for all of these things, because what you don't want to do is claim success too early, or not have a good understanding of what you can control if you're not measuring all of the processes that are going on. So get a measurement and verification process in place early, and then use that information to drive results.
Because you don't know what those results are if you weren't measuring in the first place.
Correct.
And does the Postal Service think that these initiatives can actually make a measurable difference on the deficit that the Postal Service is running every year?
A real difference, but not a significant difference. You know, when we're talking about our deficit in the terms of billions of dollars, these savings, we think, from discretionary activities and low and no cost ways to engage our employees, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in annual savings. So the gap between what we can save in these types of engagement and sustainability efforts are significant, but won't cover the gap of our losses that we need to rectify.
And by the way, just to get this done in an agency, is it good for the whoever is in charge of the sustainability, in your case you have that title, to report right to the top?
Yes. I think we talk about employee engagement as being significant or very essential to our success, and that starts with engaging senior leaders. It has to be led from the top, and it not only has to be communicated from the top, but we feel like we have to lead by example. So many of our actions we've rolled out, we've started with our headquarters facilities and rolled it out across the country.
Emil Desiree is the Acting Chief Sustainability Officer for the Postal Service. Thanks very much for that update.
Well, thank you for having me. Folks can learn more at our website, usps.com/green, where they can read about all of this and our new upcoming sustainability report.